Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Yolande Franken. She is Miss Multiverse Australia 2016. She's going to tell us all about the Multiverse Pageant tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Jillian Irene, Mrs. Captivating 2016, and you're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Krushman.
You are watching the Pageant Cast. I'm so glad that you could join us. Tonight, we have a very special guest from across the pond, but it's kind of complicated, so we're going to let her explain what's all going on. We have Yolande Franken, Miss Multiverse Australia 2016, here live on the Pageant Cast. Hello, Yolande.
Hi, Tim. How are everyone? How are you?
Oh, it's fantastic here. We're having a great time getting set up tonight because you're not in Australia right now.
No, I'm in South Africa. I'm visiting my parents, and my brother's wedding is next week, so getting prepared for that.
And all the different time zones we're talking about, you're doing this at 2:30 in the morning over there, or 3 o'clock, or something crazy like that. I wish I could pull that sort of stuff anymore. And you look radiant in the middle of the night.
Oh, thank you. I just woke up, actually.
Wow. Still amazing. Amazing. So you are involved with Miss Multiverse right now, but have you been involved in any past pageants? In short, have you had any pageants?
Well, I did Mrs. Australia, which led me to my next three pageants, which was Mrs. Globe, Mrs. World, and then Miss Multiverse. Oh. So that was a nice thing to do. I've just finished Miss Multiverse 2 weeks ago, so I'm still a little bit on a high.
Fantastic. Now, it seemed a lot of people aren't aware of Multiverse yet out there in the pageant community. So I was very excited to be able to get to do this interview. I want to learn more about Multiverse. So first of all, where is it held? What's the story?
Okay, so the most important thing you should know is that Miss Multiverse is also a reality TV show.
Okay.
So everything will be on TV next year in most countries around the world. And they are wonderful because they don't just only focus on the physical. You also have to have business skills, interpersonal skills, social skills, emotional intelligence, and you know, so forth, fitness as well. They did test us on that. We had a lot of challenges, which you will probably see on the show. So yeah, it was pretty full on, but a lot of fun.
Now wait a minute.
And it's held in it's held in the Dominican Republic, which is in the Caribbean.
Okay. Now, you said a lot of challenges. Are they like tests or just it was a difficult shoot?
I will tell you, it was tests. So, for example, there's a show on TV called Wipeout where you have to do this obstacle course underwater. We had to do that. We had rock climbing, horse riding, zip line flying. Yeah, photo shoot challenges, business challenges. So a lot of interesting things.
Wow, fantastic. That sounds like so much fun. Now, what actually was the impetus? What got you started in pageants?
Well, I did pageants when I was much younger. I'm 35 now. So, you know, high school until about 24, I did a lot of pageants. Didn't really get anywhere, but so I stopped for about 10 years and then I got involved in charity work. Mm-hmm. And the charity that I supported was ovarian cancer. And in Australia, Mrs. Australia also supports ovarian cancer. So our paths just crossed and just happened from there. I just thought, you know, I'm married now, but life is not over. So why not do this? Now here I am.
Life is not over at 25. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So, tell me, over in Australia, I know it's a pretty big deal, pageants over there, but not as crazy as, let's say, the Philippines.
Yeah.
How do you... yeah, an emphatic, yeah. Amazingly, Philippines is not the largest country outside of America that watches the pageant cast. It's actually the UK at this point.
Oh, really?
I was very surprised because when I started the show in like 2007, I stayed up real late and they called me from the BBC to talk about this strange podcast that I had started. And it was a slam piece on pageants. They basically had me up in the middle of the night and started ripping into pageants. I was like, oh, this is wonderful. Goodbye. little did I know it was going to become a huge thing. Pageants are really big in the UK. How are they in Australia? I know that, Jennifer Hawkins or something, when she became Miss Universe, that kind of turned things around there, right?
Yeah, she's great. There's a lot of pageants in Australia, so many. Okay. They're not really as big, as you said, as in the Philippines or America, but there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, how do you keep track of pageants over there? Are there communities there? Is there coaching communities? Well, what's the story of the pageant community over in Australia?
I think in Australia, there's not a specific organization, but people are very close. There is a bit of a pageant community. So mostly social media, I think, is keeping everyone connected, as most things these days, I guess. You know, just having the social media get-togethers and groups, a lot of groups. So, yeah, that's where I found out about all of them. Yeah.
All right. Now, one of the questions we have in the chat room, all right, well, I might as well... hit our little stinger here. Questions from the chat room. we have a question in there. Our good friend Stephanie, who comes from the Pageant Planet, you might know that wonderful organization.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
That, oh, okay. That didn't turn out just right. There we go. She asks, what is the weight of the challenges toward winning the title? Were those actually in the judging, the challenges?
Yes. So, okay. So first of all, in your different countries, you have your pageant or they select you based on whatever criteria. Mm-hmm. So that, first of all, they select you on your outer beauty so that when you go to the international, they can test all the rest. So I don't know what percentage it is, but apparently it's quite high. I think most of the judging is on the challenges, but it's not only the challenges that they look at, because there's eliminations as well during the show.
Okay.
There's a lot of things we don't know that they look at. So they look at how you deal with the other girls, how you deal with the sponsors, how you look overall, of course, your interaction, your manners, just all those little things. And you don't actually know exactly what they look at. But a lot of the challenges are judged. Like, we get scores every time. So it's pretty high.
So... I'm just trying to put this all together. So there's the challenges, there's eliminations. That's very reality TV, which you had said is reality TV show, kind of at its core. But are there standard pageant things? Is there the evening gown and the swimsuit and the interview? Does that happen?
We did have a final show with the evening gown and swimwear and national dress. Yes, that was, in my opinion, that was probably the only thing that was typical pageant life, and the fact that we had to wear our sash and our high heels all the time.
Okay.
Which, of course, it's in any pageant, but yeah, so, but it was different as well, because the reality show is a mix between Next Top Model, The Apprentice, and Survivor. So it was a lot more fun than the standard pageant, but also a lot more stressful, shall I say, because there's all these extra things to think about, because you need to think, you know, what would they want for the TV show? What would they want for the pageant? Am I doing the right thing for the show? Am I doing the right thing for the pageant? Am I entertaining enough? So many things to think about. But, you know, being in the Caribbean in an all-inclusive resort kind of helps make it a bit easier.
No wonder you were willing to do a live podcast in the middle of the night. That's pretty fantastic. If you can do that pageant, you can probably do anything. For the challenges, this is again coming from the chat room. Stephanie is asking us about, did you have the same judges or lots of different judges throughout the period of the event?
Okay, so at the final show, we had the normal, like, judges at the table. We had people like our coach and the photographers who I'm sure had some feedback as well. Mm-hmm. But because it's a reality show, we don't really know who the judges were. So when we had our initial briefing, they did say that it could be the waiter, or it could be a couple sitting next to you, or your cleaner in the room. So we don't actually know who the judges were, but they were all around us. Because they had to look at all those different things in your personality and about your lifestyle, or I don't even know what they looked at. You know, they couldn't just focus on specific times. They had to look at your whole persona and your whole time there and everything you did.
Well, if you're there over that period of time, how was it? How did you pack your clothing for this entire period of time? You didn't really know everything they were going to do. Heck, you had secret agents as your judges. I mean, how do you prepare for something like this?
You know, we did have a packing list. Miss Multiverse is very organized, I have to say, very organized. So they knew exactly what we're going to do on which day, what we're going to need to wear for it. So it was pretty easy to pack. You know, they would say, I have a pink dress, black dress, shorts, this. So I basically just packed that and then extra clothes for the days in between. But because it's Caribbean, a lot of beach, a lot of photo shoots on the beach, and pool parties, beach parties, we did have a lot of swimwear scenarios. So that helped packing because, you know, swimwear is not too big.
That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
All right.
But I did have to pay for extra luggage. I have to say that.
Oh, how many suitcases did you end up with?
I have two suitcases, but they're pretty packed.
That's it? Only two?
Yes, but you know, my biggest problem was shoes, because when I went to the previous pageants, I had so many shoes for every outfit. And then with this one, I realized, you know, I'd rather have clothes and wear the same shoes than have different shoes and not actually be able to fit all my clothes in. So it's tough. You know, I like shoes.
Fantastic. Well, who doesn't, right? Who doesn't? Yeah, okay. Exactly. We're gonna close out this episode. We're going to be back with more episodes with Yolande Franken. She is your Miss Multiverse Australia 2016. But something we like to do at the end of our episodes, Yolande, is we like to get your best pageant wave. That's right, your pageant wave. So I'm going to need to see that. And unfortunately, the way I got the camera here for you, you're going to have to kind of put it right in front of your face there. So let's see.
I'll just go like this.
There. So you basically enact the same type of wave that one makes when they are being abducted. Is that what I'm seeing?
Basically, yeah.
Well, fantastic. That's great. And why don't we say Tierra Dreams to our viewers, and reminder to tune in for future episodes. Tierra Dreams, everyone.
See you guys next time.
Hi, I'm Rachel Janowski, Miss Teen Illinois Galaxy 2014. And an issue that's really close to my heart is diabetes awareness and education. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 8, and it's affected my life greatly. But it's also affected other people's lives. An organization that's really important to me is American Diabetes Association. In fact, I'm the Northern Illinois Youth Ambassador for the American Diabetes Association. The ADA does a lot with educating others about diabetes and raising money for diabetes research.